We ask all the questions that others don't dare. We're dads on the air. We're back, we're dads on the air.
And welcome back to Dads on the Air this 15th day of November 2011. And it is a big welcome back today to Ian Purdy from ianpurdy.com.
Yes, good. It's wonderful to be back. I'm happy with the weather. I've come back and it's like in the 30s. I've just come back from Cambodia where it's in the 30s. So it's, you know, I've got conditioned to walking around in the heat, and it's really nice to come back and find that Sydney is obliging and being nice and hot for me. And it's great to be back. It's great to see you, Bill, and it's great to be talking to all of our faithful listeners. So, yeah, I'm in a good mood this morning. All is well in Ian Purdy land.
Great, and I should say it's Bill Cable from Mediate Now. And we have a very big show today. This is the climax of our series on International Men's Day. And first of all, I want to say a big thank you to our producer, Catherine Barrett, who's put together a sensational show today. And I'd also like to have a big thank you to Jason Thompson, who coordinates the International Men's Day website. Jason has put us in contact with a lot of people around the world. He's been an enormous support, and he does so many things for International Men's Day in the background without probably getting any recognition. So, Jason, it's a big thank you from Dads on the Air. Now, a couple of items to mention too in connection with International Men's Day for anyone that's in the vicinity of North Sydney. If you go to Stanton Library, there's a display on there which tells us a lot about International Men's Day. It mentions some of our favourite people, which are the men's sheds. And, of course, it talks about our program, Dads on the Air. So if anybody gets a chance to get up to Stanton Library in North Sydney, make sure you look out for that exhibition. So coming back to today's show, we will be going for the first time to Botswana. Listeners might recall that's the location for the number one detectives agency. So it'll be great to speak to Genevieve Twala in Botswana, who's getting up very early in the morning to speak to us live from Botswana. Then we go over to the USA and we'll be speaking to the USA coordinator of International Men's Day, Diane Sears. We spoke to Diane last year. It'll be great to catch up with her and see what's been happening and what's planned for International Men's Day, which you will recall is on the 19th of November, and that's going to be a big day around the world, International Men's Day. And the theme, of course, this year is giving boys the best possible start in life. And then finally, we'll be going over to Trinidad and Tobago, and we'll be speaking with Donald Berment from the home of International Men's Day in Trinidad and Tobago. So,
Truly international show we've got going today. We'll be going around the world.
We certainly will. I offer the price of a ticket of listening to Dads on the Air. So
it costs nothing.
Yes, and so it's an exciting show. So, yes, while we're on that, don't forget our website. It is dadsontheair.com.au. Make sure you go to that site, dadsontheair.com.au, and you can listen to this program, you can listen to previous shows, and there's a whole lot of material, a lot of archival material for you on that website, dadsontheair.com.au. Okay, now here's a website that hopefully is of interest to separated or divorced parents. This is a website called twohouses.com. And it's an online communication scheduling and reporting tool. This gives you a shared calendar with the parenting schedule and any special event or appointment, an expense module allowing for efficient tracking and balancing of the expenses, a journal in which parents can add quick notes like the feedback of a teacher, an information bank allowing to store every information about the child ranging from their shirt size to the vaccination record. So look out for that one, twohouses.com. That's going to be available on as an application soon, and it could have could be very useful, I suspect, for trying to keep track of things in a very emotional area when people are trying to work out who sees the child on a particular time. And I might just mention an article that was written by our old friend Adele Horan in the weekend edition of the Sydney Morning Herald. It was actually a week ago or so, November 5, 6. and this was about the stay-at-home fathers. And it was very interesting. A new survey from Aviva, a British insurer, found a surprising 14% of fathers in Britain, or about 1.4 million, are stay-at-home dads. And many of these dads are staying at home as a choice. It's not that they were forced to in any way. In the US, it's where one-third of wives earn more than their husbands. The layoffs since 2008 have quickened the pace of these, what you might term role reversals, where it's the dads who are actually staying home. In Australia, Richard Fletcher, who's been a guest on this program, Richard Fletcher of the University of Newcastle, who's the nation's leading expert on fathering, estimates that as many as 10% of fathers are their children's primary carer. Though, of course, he'd like to get some more data on that. That's his estimate. Now, the other thing that Adele points out in this article is that men that do adopt this role, although it is becoming more and more accepted, certainly over the last 10 years, they need to perhaps watch out for their own health. They need to remember the social aspect. If you do stay at home all day, perhaps with only the children for company, it can limit you, particularly if you want to go back to the workforce at some future stage. But she also refers to a number of books on the topic. There's one called The Daddy Shift by Jeremy Adam Smith. For people who are interested in that topic, you might like to have a look at that book, The Daddy Shift by Jeremy Adam Smith. That's an interesting development as we as the roles are somewhat changing as we go forward. Now, just also on International Men's Day, you might be aware that the International Men's Day is commended by the United Nations. It's observed on 19 November each year, and it's getting bigger and better. As I said, for the first year this year, we're going to Botswana. And in the meantime, we might go to a short break, and we'll be back soon with our first guest.
Here come old Flat Top. Me. Thank you.
me. Yeah. Over me. Yeah. Come together. Right now. Right now. Come together. Right now. Right now. Come together. Right now. Right now. Come together. Right now. Come together.
They grow so fast. You have to cherish every moment.
Please, Daddy.
You have a right to be involved in the life of your child. Dad's in Distress. 1300 853 437.
We're back with Dad's on the Air.
And welcome back to Dad's on the Air this 15th day of November 2011. And we are now crossing to Botswana. We're going to speak with Genevieve Twala, who is the International Men's Day coordinator for Botswana, and in her day job she is the advertising and services manager for Standard Chartered Bank. Genevieve, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for getting up so early to speak to us today.
Yeah, with the help of lots and lots of coffee, I managed to wake up.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now, Genevieve, your passion is youth mentoring, and I think that fits in very well with the theme for International Men's Day. Perhaps you could tell us what's happening in Botswana in connection with International Men's Day this year.
Okay. International Men's Day will be celebrated for the first time in Botswana this year, as you might know already. And when I started, we started with focusing more on youth, as we believe they are the core content of what tomorrow's men will be and should be. And as the theme for this year rightly states, giving boys the best possible start in life. We started a youth mentoring program in August this year, where through this program, we use music, a platform, to transform the individual musically in order to achieve on a music as well as on a social level.
Yes, and are you having any events in connection with the International Men's Day?
Yeah, we are holding a gala dinner titled One Moment for Change, where we intend to highlight the men's potential to grow and the increasing capabilities of men as innovators of society, should they be given just a moment, you know, a chance to be listened to, a chance to for somebody to open their minds to their views as well as their vision.
Yes, and do you see there are particular problems in Africa for young boys that's made this a special need for you to take this role?
Yeah, what I have come across or what I've noticed in my project on this International Men's Day thing is that the boy child, in terms of legal issues, if a boy child is, you know, molested in any way, it's very difficult for the perpetrators to be brought to justice because, one, there is apparently no law. I'm still doing the research that, you know, basically states if a boy child is raped, this is what then the perpetrator is to be charged with. Whether it's sodomy, whether it's whatever, it's not as easy as if it was a girl child. Mm. And the laws that protect boys are very weak in the country. What we in Africa, you know, morally, we and our traditions is like if you are a man, you're supposed to be strong for the family, strong for your sisters, your brothers. You know, you take care of everybody and forget about your needs. So I think it's going to take time for the laws or for society to accept that the boy child should be given the protection that they need.
Yes, yes, they need help too.
And as everybody takes part in this problem, we are bound to, you know, face it out.
Yes, and there are particular drug, alcohol, and AIDS, I guess, is a problem in Africa.
Yeah, like alcohol abuse amongst youth, and the use of drugs, especially dacha. I don't what do you call it abroad?
Marijuana, dacha. Marijuana. I think you're talking about marijuana.
Yes.
So, weed.
Yes, yeah, weed. Yeah,
marijuana. Yeah.
Sounds like marijuana.
Yeah.
And that
rampant among youth, as young as 11, even young girls are using this drug. It's available everywhere at a very minimum cost, you know. So that is one of the things that we as the community and as leaders of society, we have to get it out of our children's hands and at their disposal, because it starts with us adults. If we are, because the people who are selling these drugs to kids are adults themselves, their mothers, their parents, and it should start with you as a parent to, like, know that this is not what I would want for my own child. Why am I giving it to another person's child? You know, we should go back to our African belief that my child is your child, regardless of whether I am the natural mother to that child or that child knows me. We should be protectors of our own children, I believe.
Yes, and your interest is in youth mentoring. Are you finding suitable models for to put up as a mentor for the children?
Yeah, we have mentors, mostly is Standard Chartered Bank employees that, you know, donate their time to mentor these children from the SOS Children's Village, because those are the children that we adopted, a group of 20 youth who we started mentoring and teaching them about life skills, banking, saving money, and about also with that. And usually they would volunteer their time to help them with their homeworks, with their studies, and just basically teaching them about life.
Yeah, that's a great thing to do. And do the how do you access the children? Do the children come to you, or do you go into the schools? How do you get in contact with the boys that need help?
Okay, I started with approaching local NGOs and orphanages and asking them how I can be of assistance to them in any way, what kind of problems they face with their youth. And I basically liked what SOS Children's Village is trying to do in molding youth to be better citizens. You know, it's kind of, their setup is kind of like in a home where that there is a house mother taking care of about 10 kids, and there's a leader in the home, and it's a home kind of setup. So what we started doing, sort of volunteering our time during weekends to go to SOS just to hear these youth out and how they view the world outside the SOS village. And we started doing, because most of them were interested in developing their music skills, their poetry skills, and we said maybe we should use this as a basis to kind of get them out of their own shells and come out to be, you know, independent human beings who are confident in themselves. And we opted for the music mentoring program that we started, you know, in August, where they would train. We involved a music tutor who we pay by every staff member of Standard Chartered donating 10 pula there, 20 pula there, you know, to pay for the tutor's fees. And then after their rehearsals, every weekend they are forced to do a two-hour community work where they maybe pick up the litter, teach the community about the environmental issues, and sometimes we teach them about presenting skills, such things.
Yes, oh look, it's wonderful work, and you're a very busy person yourself. I know you've got you've got two boys and two girls to look after. Have you been involved in mentoring yourself?
Yeah, I mentor these kids at SOS Children's Village, and also my own children and my nieces and nephews. That's how my mentoring passion actually started, from my nieces and nephews, because they would come to me with their problems every single time, and I thought, maybe I have a skill here. Even my peers at work, they usually come to me if they have a problem.
Yes.
And kind of use that as a basis of, okay, I'll see how it goes, because I relate well to children and people as well in general.
Yeah, you said I'd come to see you. You remind me a little bit of, just from hearing you speak, of the main star in the Number One Detectives Agency. Have you seen that program at all? It is actually set in your town, in Gaborone in Botswana.
Could you please repeat the question?
Oh yes, it's showing on television in Australia now, and the book has been very successful, the Number One Ladies Detective Agency, and it is set in your town in Gaborone in Botswana. I was just wondering whether you've seen it at all, if you think it's an accurate portrayal of life in Botswana.
Does it portray our life in Botswana? I would say partly and mostly yes.
Oh, that's interesting. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Makes me want to come to Botswana.
Although it doesn't reflect actually the actual kind of life we live, but it's close.
That's
very close to how we live as Botswana.
Oh, that's very interesting. Well, Genevieve, we're running out of time, unfortunately, but can I thank you very much for being on Dad's on the Air, and for all the work you're doing in your mentoring work and for International Men's Day. You're doing a wonderful job there, and we wish you all the best, and thank you very much for coming on our program today.
Thank you for having me, and I wouldn't have been able to achieve this without the help of my employer, Standard Chartered Bank. They have been exceptional in giving me time off, giving me support in every way that they can.
That's great. That's Standard Chartered Bank, who are a friendly employer by the sound of it, and that is great for the community that they're giving you time to work in this way and to help all the young men in your country. So that's a great story, and once again, thanks for being on the program, Genevieve.
Thank you.
Okay, good night.
Good night. Good morning.
Okay, we'll talk to you again another time, hopefully. Thanks, Genevieve. Bye-bye.
Thanks, bye.
I'm talking to you, come on.
grow so fast. You have to cherish every moment.
Please, Daddy.
You have a right to be involved in the life of your child.
What do you care? It's not like you were ever there anyway.
Dads in Distress meet in your area every week. If you're a non-custodian parent and would like to know who to contact or just want someone to talk to, help is just a phone call away. Dads in Distress, 1300 853 437 or dadsindistress.asn.au.
We're back with Dads on the Air.
And welcome back to Dads on the Air on this 15th day of November 2011. And our next guest is in the USA, and we're privileged to be speaking to Diane Sears, who is the International Men's Day Coordinator for the USA and International Men's Day Committee member and a recognised author. Diane, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to you, to your staff, to your listening audience all over the world. Thank you for being kind enough to extend an invitation to me. I'm very grateful. How are you today?
We're very well. We're getting excited as we're getting closer to 19 November, and it's great to be talking to you again. I remember we spoke last year, and it's always great to talk to you. Diane, can you tell us a little bit about what's been happening in the last year and what you've got planned for November this year?
Well, I'm very excited about 2011 International Men's Day. It is resonating throughout the United States. We have about 14 states in the United States that are observing International Men's Day. I'd like to thank the members of the International Men's Day Coordination Committee, Jerome T. Luxink, Jason Thompson, and Glenn Poole for their input. We have activities in New York, Alabama, Arizona, California. One of the First Nations, the Lenape Nation, courtesy of the Honorable Chief Robert Redhawk, will be participating. The District of Columbia, Hawaii, Iowa, Michigan, Virginia, Florida, Pennsylvania, Texas, and Georgia. And I would like to thank each of the regional coordinators for each of these states for their help.
That's a great list you've given us there. Hawaii is in there, and I noticed Richmond, Virginia, there's a particular, I think they, if they're new to International Men's Day, but they've got an event coming up, haven't they, on the Men of Tomorrow Rite of Passage Mentorship Program, which sounds very interesting.
Yeah, that came about thanks to the Virginia Regional Coordinator, Odetta Wright. She approached the pastor and other members of her church about getting involved in International Men's Day, and it just so happened that they were in the process of launching a mentoring program, and they decided to launch the mentoring program on International Men's Day. And the name of the mentoring program is called Men of Tomorrow, Rites of Passage. And they're getting a young men who are sort of early teens to late teens, and they're mentoring them in spirituality, leadership skills, academic achievement, and entrepreneurship, among other things.
Yeah, they're all very worthwhile skills, aren't they, for young men to grow into. And I'm sure very very necessary. Do you see the problems in these areas are getting worse or getting better as we progress?
That's an interesting question. On the one hand, well, you know, I get to travel around a lot, and because of my involvement in fatherhood and men's issues, and particularly my involvement with International Men's Day in this year's theme, I'm very keen to keying in on things. I'd say we're at the halfway point. The young men who are troubled and are demonstrating their difficulties through socially irresponsible behavior, they are the ones that we see. They are the ones that make the headlines. But on the other hand, the young men who seem to be able to navigate the journey from boyhood to manhood and to resolve the five key challenges that the International Men's Day Coordinating Committee has identified, health, education, rights to fatherhood, violence, and real-life options, these young men are quietly going about the business of maturing into responsible adults with the help of their family and concerned members of their community. We're not hearing about them.
Mm-hmm. Mm. That's right. I mean, bad news is always seems to hit the papers more than the quiet good stuff that's going on, doesn't it?
Yeah, but I have to say that we really need to resolve this with all deliberate speed, or else we're going to have a really big problem.
Yes, I think you were recently on a radio program, Daphne's New Day radio show, and one of the questions asked was, is there a global crisis for boys? Is just wondering what the conclusion was.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that question?
Yes, Dan, I understand you were on a Daphne's New Day radio show recently, I think the end of October, and mm-hmm. I think there were five key challenges addressed, but one of them being, is there a global crisis of boys? And I was just wondering if what the conclusion in the show was. Do you believe there is a global crisis?
Oh, without a doubt, yes, there is. Not just in the United States, but in Australia, in Europe, in Africa, there is a definite global crisis of boys. Education. Boys and young adolescents, males, are not achieving at the level that their female counterparts are. And some of that has to do with, now, this is not necessarily a bad thing, and I'm not bashing feminism, but for the last 30 to 40 years, we have concentrated on girls and women, which is a good thing, but at the same time, we neglected boys and the issues that men have, and we're paying the price for that.
Mm. Yes, well, I think there's a very inclusive theme for International Men's Day this year, and that's a very important point, isn't it, that in promoting men's issues, that doesn't necessarily mean taking the focus off women's issues either. I mean, they should sit side by side, shouldn't they?
Exactly. I believe that if you have a problem, I think what should have happened, there should have been equal emphasis. There should have been equal emphasis to make sure that there was a level playing field for both genders instead of an either-or. I think when you get into an either-or kind of situation, that sets up a bad set of circumstances in terms of that sort of sets up a situation where you have a lot of problems.
Yes, and it's interesting. So I was just going to say, it's interesting when you mentioned mentoring then, and just a few minutes ago, we were on the phone to Botswana and hearing about the mentoring program that's being developed over there with Genevieve Twala. I wonder if...
Yeah. She's doing a fabulous job. I'm inspired by what she's doing. She's amazing.
She is. She's really, we would say, taking the bit between her teeth, and she's getting out there and helping all those young African men, and it is inspiring. It's just wonderful the work that she's been doing and the encouragement she's getting from her employer, Standard Chartered Bank, to get out there and do it. So it was great to speak to her.
That's wonderful. You know, the reason why this is so critical is because boys and young adolescent males, not only are they our sons, but they are the future husbands, fathers, and leaders. And we need well-educated, purpose-driven husbands, fathers, and leaders that are going to develop and sustain nurturing family units and empower and strengthen the communities in which they reside and work. And this is critical to creating a safer and better world. And so that's why we really need to get serious about this. We need to do everything that we can to make sure that boys and young adolescent males have all the resources and support services that they need. Now, I've got some good news.
Yes.
The good news is that we don't need to reinvent the wheel. There are a lot of organizations, a lot of institutions, and a lot of individuals who have created some very innovative programs that are working. What's needed is a collaboration. There needs to be some kind of mechanism to pull all of these individuals together in one location. It can be done virtually, but everybody needs to start talking to everybody and saying, hey, I know about this program. It works. I think if you would model it in your community, it would work too.
Yes,
the answers are there. The tools are there. We just need to come together, bring all our key pieces of the puzzle together to the table of humanity.
Yes, and we're speaking with Diane Sears, the International Men's Day Coordinator for the USA. And Diane, are you in that connection? Are you getting support from government? Is you know, Barack Obama, for example, is he supportive of the of supporting men in the community?
Well, funny you should mention that. I'm happy to report that the mayor of the city of Philadelphia, the Honorable Michael Nutter, issued a proclamation designating Saturday, November 19, 2011, as International Men's Day throughout the city of Philadelphia, and he has asked individuals, organizations, and institutions to observe International Men's Day throughout the city of Philadelphia. I'm really thrilled about that. This is the first time that this has happened, and I got a little help from Dr. T. McPhee, who wrote a supporting letter supporting my request.
Yes. Oh, that's good. And now, that declaration, there was, I think, yes, there was a petition to the Obama administration concerning the this declaration. So let's hope that Barack Obama will be supportive. He's sort of given mixed messages in the past, I think. Sometimes he seems supportive, and other times he not so supportive.
Well, you know what? I'm going to answer your question this way. Out of all the presidents that we have had in the United States, the Honorable Barack H. Obama, who is the President of the United States, has been the most supportive head of state of fatherhood issues. As a matter of fact, he launched the first White House roundtable discussion on fatherhood. During the first couple of years of his administration, members of his administration went from city to city and from town to town throughout the United States, talking to fathers, talking to concerned community members, fatherhood practitioners, fatherhood advocates, to see what the issues were and how they could be resolved. you know, it's not a perfect world for fathers, but I have to say, things are getting a lot better, particularly in the state in which I reside. The first shared parenting legislation was passed in November of last year and enacted into law. And this provides judges and family courts with a legal mandate to award custody of a child to a father. So for the first time in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, a father actually has legal standing in the family court system here.
Well, that's a wonderful development. I think we all should be looking to Pennsylvania. Of course, that's fantastic news, because, you know, I've every confidence that once it's in the legislation and people see how it works, it will spread. So let's hope that's the beginning of a movement across the US and then and around the world.
What I would like to see here is the adoption of a federal equal custody law. And if that were adopted and enacted into law, that would mandate every state to recognize fathers as a individual who is capable of being a single parent and loving, nurturing, and mentoring a child, and give that father equal status with the mother.
Oh, it's a great aim. And just coming back to International Men's Day, Diane, I wonder if you could tell us any of the events that you're aware of that are going to be happening across those many states that you mentioned before.
Well, in New York, they're having a 2-day event. The first event is going to be an Awards of Excellence ceremony, and that's put together by Kathleen Williams and Reverend Philip Craig. They are the New York Regional Co-Coordinator for International Men's Day. The workshop is geared for boys and young adolescents, males, and it's sort of a mentoring workshop. In Chicago, Illinois, there is going to be a day-long celebration of International Men's Day. There are going to be key leaders in the national fatherhood movement here who are going to be discussing fatherhood and how to give boys the best possible start in life. And I'm proud to say that we were very lucky. We were able to get a nationally recognized organization, Real Men Cook, which for the last 21 years has changed the way fathers are viewed in this country. They decided to partner with International Men's Day, and they helped facilitate the event in Chicago. They're also facilitating an event in Washington, D.C., Atlanta, Georgia, Dallas, Texas, and Los Angeles, California.
No, that's great news. And Diane, if people wanted to find out some more about your activities and what's happening with International Men's Day in the U.S., is there any particular website we could go to?
They can go to the International Men's Day website at www.international.mensday.com, or they can contact me directly by email at insearchoffatherhood@gmail.com.
Great. Now, that's the name of your publication, too, is it, In Search of Fatherhood?
Yes, it is.
So, look, that's a great resource.
I wasn't trying to run my magazine.
Diane, feel free. We're very happy to promote anything In Search of Fatherhood, which is it's a book as well as a quarterly international, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We're distributed in the U.S. and in Africa, Europe, and the Caribbean.
And it's a great name, and so I commend everybody to look for In Search of Fatherhood. I'm sure if they Googled In Search of Fatherhood, they'll be connected with that as well. So, Diane, I think we're running out of time, but I just wanted to thank you most sincerely for once again coming onto our program. It's great to hear from you, and I know you must be extraordinarily busy being the coordinator for all of the USA. So, look, as I say, once again, we're very grateful, and it's wonderful to hear all your news. So thank you for being on the program.
Well, thank you so much for having me on. And again, I would like to thank you and your colleagues for the great work that you're doing on creating support services and resources for fathers and for men, and for getting the word out there about the issues that fathers and men have, and giving them a safe harbor.
Thank you, Diane. It's for those very kind thoughts, and once again, thanks for being on the program, and we look forward to talking to you again sometime soon.
I look forward to that too. Thank you so much and have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Diane. Good night.
Good night.
It's not time to make a change. Just relax, take it easy. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to know. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. I was once like you are now. And I know that it's not easy to be calm when you found something going on. Take your time, think a lot. Think of everything you've got. For you will still be here tomorrow, but your dreams may not. How can I try to explain? Like you are now, and I know that it's not easy to be calm when you found something going on. But take your time, think a lot, think of everything you've got, for you will still be here tomorrow, but your dreams may not.
Welcome back to Dad's on the Air, this 15th day of November 2011. And we are now going all the way to Trinidad and Tobago. And our guest now is Donald Burmett, who's the personal assistant to a government minister and a coordinator and spokesman for International Men's Day in Trinidad and Tobago. Donald, good afternoon, I think.
Good afternoon, and thank you for inviting me on your
session. Oh, thank you. Look, the... we don't seem to have a very good line, but perhaps hopefully it'll improve. So, Donald, could you tell us about your involvement with International Men's Day?
Well, being part of another men's organization, Men Against Violence Against Women, then Dr. Telopin wanted to activate International Men's Day. We were fully behind him, because we value what men do in creating a safer and more conducive and non-violent environment.
Yes, and so how do you encourage that? What's on the program for International Men's Day to develop those characteristics?
Well, they are, and they are going to be more efforts
to have our country recognize November the 19th as our Men's Day. And eventually we will reach the United Nations to do something more formally.
Yes.
I'm going to write the Prime Minister tomorrow. I mean, our Minister of Planning was at a session today, and our Minister of National Security is very hyped and keen on getting men, fathers, involved in exhibiting better role modeling as fathers.
Mm. Yes, you must be very proud that this movement started in Trinidad and Tobago, and it's now spread to over 50 countries throughout the world, and it seems to be getting bigger and better every year, which is a wonderful achievement.
Yes, it is. No, men are and men have been activating for better relationships and a better society, a non-violent society, a society that respects women more and value our young males more. That has been going on for years. You know, if you go on the internet, you will see how many websites look at men's issues. But men has never really fought in this way to have a men's day or men's week. Where are we going more on a men's day? You know, we're looking at men's week, you know, a men's week a day. Where we can think about what's happening to our young males. We can think about what can we do as fathers in the first instance and as adult males to try to reach our young males for to value themselves first as the powerful human sexual creatures they are and to respect the other half of us, women, in the same way. And when we can achieve that, in our young males, we are looking at a better male society, a better fatherhood operation, and life in harmony generally.
Yes, and what do you see as the main threats to that are stopping this happening?
What did you say?
The main threats. I mean, what are the factors that are working against?
The main trust.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. The main trust is to get men to realize what fatherhood is, what a dad is, whether it's a spiritual dad like what priests are, whether it's a stepdad, whether it's a dad that parented a child, or whether it's a dad that is a biological father.
Mm.
Wherever fatherhood and dadship exist, get men to understand that how powerful that role model, that personage as a man is in the life of a child, especially your girl children, but not devaluing, you know, how important it is to get young male to recognize that if they do not adopt the right role model in their lives as they grow and when they have become adults, we're going to have a continuation of a lot of dysfunction we are seeing in today's society.
Yes, and we're not just talking about the leading sportsmen or the people who get all the publicity. You're talking about the everyday working class men who are living these decent, honest lives. They're the male role models you're looking for, I take it.
No. All right. You know what society is like. The everyday man eventually might reach in a position where he can do a lot more as a male role model. He can be a minister. He can be a CEO of a company. So yes, we try to reach that. That's why we keep our message simple. You are a man. You are powerful. The gifts that God gave you are yours. Your anger is yours. Your love is yours. You know, you also, as a man, you were born with that spiritual rule to make sure that our species continue. And to do that, you have to protect and provide for it. Of course, we procreate. But whether you procreate or not, that rule of providing and protecting exists in us as men. Unfortunately, it gets corrupted because of the socialization, because of models, etc.
Hmm. And do you see the boys the young men are in trouble at the moment in your country?
Yes, we have, like in every society today, we have examples that we would prefer to be toned down, or we have examples that we prefer not to exist. That there's some type of music, there's some type of imagery, there's some type of artistry that are not sending the right signals to respect the man himself and then his partner as a woman.
Hmm. And they're the familiar problems of drugs and alcohol. Are they something that needs to be addressed?
Yes. You hit the nail on the head. I'm a specialist in my field. I have done 2 years research in low-cost housing. I studied architecture. I did 8 years of law. So I know from experience, from longitudinal studies, what happens when the market is created by either a dysfunction in a home or lack of support from community and state structures, where our young men fall prey to the drug lord, fall prey to the use of the drug. If we as fathers and women as mothers cherish our children without abuse, we're going to cut that market that exists for drug use, alcohol use, et cetera, by 30, 40, 50%. And if we keep on improving on that, eventually we will have 5 or 10% of our population falling prey to drug use and drug sales, etc. Because without a market for that, that won't exist, you know. And the market is created when our young men and women become dependent on outside influences that are not focused on giving them the best role model example.
Yes, and we're speaking with Donald Berman, who's the International Men's Day Coordinator and a spokesman for International Men's Day in Trinidad and Tobago. Now, Donald, your own personal experiences, I think you've parented a daughter very successfully, and yet you've had the difficulty of not having that support in your early life, but you were able to overcome it. What do you think are the lessons to be learned in your own example?
Yes, because of, and you have to accept the fact, historically women have been not appreciated in the way they should have. So the mass of the funding and the mass of the attention goes to supporting women. We have no problem with that, right? But men tell themselves, look, we are men, we control the world, we don't need to look at ourselves. A lot of men do that, but a lot of men like us and men like you, I mean, your education is on for so long, realize that we must address, you know, the male component in the development aspect. Until we do that properly, we're going to be, and sadly, funding is not there to that level.
Yes, and there's International Men's Day is very inclusive, and I think we've spoken to some other people in other countries, and it doesn't need to be at the expense of promoting women. It's something that can sit alongside promoting women, but we want to do the right thing by the young men and let them see their full potential. I guess that's the whole theme of International Men's Day this year, isn't it?
You're quite right. Being a man means being utilizing what God gave us. God gave us procreation ability. God gave us protection abilities and the ability to harmonize our skills and efforts to provide. Right? If we use that, we don't have to worry about what women are getting or what women are not getting.
Mm.
But of course, we must pay attention to how women are viewed, how we treat women. We must realize that it is a sad world when there are so many men who would force themselves on women, will not respect how powerful they are as a man, and put more value on a woman's comfort than theirs. The world is full of that. That's why there is rape. That's why there is abuse. That's why there is... I mean, I can tell you. I mean, we have a hotline. I can tell you what exists, what happens to women. But I can also tell you why men would drink Ramadan, why men would abuse alcohol, why men would be promiscuous because of their loss that they feel when they were not strengthened in their upbringing at home sociologically, parenting-wise. And they fall prey to those kinds of attacks on their person.
Yes, they're really letting themselves down, aren't they? By going that way, and that's, I guess, yes. International Men's Day wants to bring them back to get that strength in their to boys, so they do get this best possible start. I wonder, Donald, if you could tell us about some of the events that are happening in Trinidad and Tobago to celebrate International Men's Day.
All right. Well, this is one. This a beautiful opportunity to go on an Australian radio station.
Yes.
That has been doing so much good work. This is one thing that we are proud of. We had at our Hyatt, and that's one of our most expensive hotels here, we had a large audience listening to our program. Like on Friday, the same YMC is having a men's cookout in one of our sister islands, Tobago. On Saturday, well, we normally have a dinner. I am going to try to get our parliament, our prime minister, to acknowledge that Saturday is International Men's Day and say something about that. So over the years, we have had certain peaks and certain lulls in activity, but this year I think we have reached a new peak. And since we have so many countries abroad that are linked to us and most likely listening to this program, I think this year is the springboard for a lot more to be done for next year.
Well, that's great to hear, and perhaps if you could pass on to Dr. Tilak Singh all our best wishes from Dads on the Air in Australia, and we're running out of time. But we'd just like to thank you very much for being on the program today, Donald, and to wish you all the very best for International Men's Day, and hope everything works out really well for you in Trinidad and Tobago.
My thanks to you too, and congratulations on your effort with your radio station.
Thank you very much. And so, yes, best wishes to you and to Dr. Tilak Singh, and we hope to talk to you again on another occasion. So, Donald Berman, thank you very much for being on the program.
You're welcome, sir, and I will tell Dr. Tilak Singh.
Okay, well, goodbye for now. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
The pain is intense for both father and child.
We try to adjust and heavy memories are filed.
It's hard to cope with a life full of stress
that's leaving us empty, our emotions a mess.
Despite our separation, our love will not die.
Though many a night, Dad, we remember and cry.
So let's look to the future with courage and hope. It will keep us together.
We must fight this injustice for me and for you.
There will come a time before we're too old.
You'll sit down together, Dad, and the truth will be told.
We'll discover the lies that have kept us apart.
No more will.
Okay. of why is it so? And sooner or later, the truth we will know. As mothers do, we must fight this injustice for me and for you. Hey, all you children who don't see your dad, we both need each other to share what we have. Fathers love their children as much as mothers do. We must fight this injustice for me and for you.
I'm doing the best I can, kids. Just remember, there's always two sides to every story.
Dads in Distress meet in your area every week. If you're a non-custodian parent and would like to know who to contact or just want someone to talk to, help is just a phone call away. Dads in Distress, 1300 853 437 or dadsindistress.asn.au.
We're back with Dads on the Air.
Welcome back to Dads on the Air, the last time for today. But we'd especially like to thank our guests today, Genevieve Twala in Botswana, Diane Sears in the USA, Donald Burmett in Trinidad and Tobago. So that's it for us today. That's it for our programs on International Men's Day. Once again, thanks to Jason Thompson for all the support he's given us and to Catherine Barrett for putting the shows together. We'll look forward to a big show next week when we'll be speaking to Gary Sillett on the Pillars of Strength, which is an initiative to support new fathers in times of crisis. So until then, don't forget our website, www.dadsontheair.com.au, and this program will be on that site in the next 24 hours or so. So in the meantime,
it's goodbye from me, Ian Purdy, of ianpurdy.com, and it's goodbye from Bill Cable of Mediate Now.
We ask all the questions that others don't dare. We're dads on the air. We're dads on the air.